spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Look, I made you some unsportsmanlike
content that's unsportsmanlike.
Real quick, a quick follow-up on the dog and bee thing. So Matthew, he commented again on YouTube. He goes, "Her Depp trial? Anyone? Tough crowd. Sorry, guys." And we also got a text from Expanded Ralph that says, "You fell for it. Amber Heard said my dog stepped on a bee while on the stand." I will be honest, and John, I know you're right here with me. I haven't paid attention a lick to that trial. I have no idea what's going on.
It's two famous people being weird and famous.
Everything I've heard from it has just made me angry, so I'm just ignoring it.
I am not paying attention to that trial. I will not pay attention to that trial. Matthew, no need to apologize. Sometimes we tell jokes that go over people's heads, but that one definitely went over my head.
I haven't even heard that referenced anywhere.
Yeah, I haven't seen any tweets about it. I don't think a lot of the people in my Twitter sphere are watching the trial. It really does seem like I saved an article to read a couple weeks ago about it, and then I opened it up, and I was like, hey, you know what? I don't really care, and I moved on. It's time for content.
Are you texting your dad, John?
No, I'm just very happy to see my friend.
John! Delete that photo!
No, what do you mean? I just took a photo. There was a two shot there of Kevin and Scott Pose doing the Big Ten baseball game tonight, and it's a beautiful photo. And I just wanted to say, Big Ten baseball is on the air, do, do, do. And so too is unsportsmanlike content.
I appreciate that his last name is Pose because it looks like he's posing nice. In the picture. After a 6-minute goal from Minnesota, Union Omaha leveled the match at 1-1 late in the first half before going
up. What, they took out the level?
Ignore him. Power through.
2-1 in the 51st minute. Minnesota had a 73% to 27% possession advantage, but it wasn't enough as Union Omaha moved on to the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open Cup. Their next opponent, Sporting Kansas City. Sports.
Why does Nick read this question with so much contempt in his voice?
It's not contempt, it's more confusion.
So the 73-27 throws me off.
First of all, word salad. Secondly, where's the question?
There doesn't need to be a question. Sometimes we just like to comment on things.
And Kansas City has that same problem I had with Minnesota, where the name sucks.
Sporting Kansas City is a kick-ass name.
There's
what are you
so
talking?
Many other things.
Sporting KC is a badass name. Wow, Nick.
Not
again,
as, not
soccer
as, not as badass
be a soccer
as,
fan.
As if they were called badass Kansas City.
Well, that would be cool.
Current standard is still Chicago Fire of MLS teams. That's my current
Nick
standard.
Nick just wants teams to be named after tragedies. I guess we're moving on to the next question. Congratulations to Union Omaha. Sorry that my two cohorts here hate you.
I don't hate anything.
Seems like you're very happy.
No, I'm happy for Union Omaha.
They won,
and I'm happy that they've got all their pictures nice and level on the wall.
Mm.
They leveled last night, apparently, while they were playing soccer. It's amazing.
The percentages just threw me off, Josh. I wasn't expecting that. Mm. Rather than moving to a single elimination format for the rest of the Big Ten tournament, the league decided to keep the double elimination structure. That means a lot of games are on the way through Sunday. Was this the right move?
I don't think it was. I really don't. I mean, you're going to try to condense everything into less than 90 hours. And you got a double elimination, 8-team tournament. Listen, Big Ten. If you're worried about, we want to give all our teams a fair shot. You didn't do that last week. So, you know, just make adjustments. Because especially if you're a team like Maryland, is your motivation to go deep in this tournament very strong, like we were talking about with Farron? Probably not.
They just want to move
on. A, they're in the tournament, and B, they want to save their arms. They do not want to go through a bunch of arms this week and then have to make a quick turnaround for next week's
NCAA regional. I think it was a bad idea.
I do too, and I think that that will play itself out when inevitably one of these games goes to extra innings or just takes a long time. It seems like the weather's going to be fine, so that's a positive, but no, this was not the right move.
Friend of the program, Adam McClintock, put out his Big Ten power rankings earlier, and Nebraska was slotted 7th in the league and 35th overall in the country. Does that sound about right?
Well, the problem is that if you're trying to pick holes in this or poke holes, Purdue right behind him, Minnesota right behind him, two teams that have had a lot of success. The schools in front of them, you know, the usual suspects, Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan State, Penn State, Michigan, and Ohio State. But no, I would right now, I'd slot them behind at least Purdue and Minnesota, and you could talk me into Northwestern or Illinois depending on the day. But for sure those two, Purdue
and
Minnesota.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at, I mean, really where Adam's numbers are putting Nebraska are pretty similar to what a lot of the analytics sites like ESPN and Bill Connelly have already done.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, the computer numbers all seem to be in pretty much lockstep alignment. Now, that doesn't mean they're either going to be this, that, or the other thing, but it's consistent. So, no, it sounds about right based on what the precedent has been.
In his 3-2-1 column on Husker Online, Sean Callahan predicted 30 sacks for the Nebraska defense. That's an average of 2.5 per game, a number Nebraska has not hit since 2013. Is this a way too optimistic prediction?
Yes, absolutely. Way too optimistic. I know, they got you, O'Shawn Mathis, and we saw what Casey Rogers was able to do in the spring game, but I'm not going to put a whole lot of stock into that. I need to see it play out more in actual games, not a half scrimmage. But to make the kind of jump necessary to get to 2.5 sacks. Here's the other thing, too. Nebraska could be really good at rushing the passer or better than they have been, but how are they going to be in stopping the run? And if they're not good at that, teams aren't going to have the motivation to have to throw a whole lot. So this really depends on a lot of different factors, but maybe the most important one is how are they going to be in stopping the run? Because if they don't continue to show the improvement they have in stopping the run, sack numbers may not come into play as often as you think.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing too is, John, that I think that they'll have a game, you know, like last year against Northwestern, they got 4. Last year against Michigan State, they got 3. Last year against Illinois, they got 3. You go back to Scott Frost's first year, the opening game against Colorado, they had 7. They had 4 and 3 in a couple other games as well. But last year, they also had 2 games with 0 sacks and 4 games with only 1 sack. So I'm with you. I think that that is too optimistic of a number. If they're doing that, that means they are definitely going to a bowl game, though. Definitely.
Colin Kaepernick worked out with the Raiders yesterday. Do you think he'll be on an NFL team this fall?
I don't. Look, I know that he stayed in shape, obviously. He's still been working out. He wants to be a quarterback. He last played in 2016, week 17 of 2016. That's a lot of rust for a guy to have. And we can talk all we want about why has he been kept out or why he hasn't been on a roster and how much of that is on the owners and coaches versus how much of that is on him. And I think a lot of the blame does go on the former. But that is a long time to be away from the game of football, you know, in a team form and having, you know, the opportunity to work out with other players. So I will say no.
I almost want to say yes, just because at some point somebody's going to take the chance needing a backup quarterback. But I don't disagree with what you said. It's been a long time, and it's not easy to come in that cold off the bench, off the proverbial bench.
Mm-hmm.
But just to be different, I'll say yes. Someone's going to give him a
different shot.
Nick, do the last one.
Some weirdo has decided to make Winnie the Pooh into a horror movie. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, is reportedly in post-production. Movie club selection?
No, I do not want to see
this. You don't
want
to watch Winnie the Pooh?
Did you see what Piglet looked? Have you seen the trailer?
No.
No.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Is this actually Winnie the Pooh? Like, how did they get the rights to it?
See, that's the question.
No.
I don't know how.
Winnie the Pooh the original OG Winnie the Pooh went up into the public domain a few months ago.
Oh, my gosh.
So now it's free game.
All of it. Specifically the original Winnie the Pooh.
What does that mean?
That, like, because there's different versions. Like, it's technically not a Disney-owned version of it.
And by the way, this looks, it's a live action.
Yep.
Where the murderers or the evil people are dressed as Winnie the Pooh and
friends.
Does
this mean no pants?
No, they're dressed in pants. But they're basically wearing giant, plastic masks.
Piglet looks terrifying.
I will not watch this movie. But unless
Nick picks it for...
I kind of want to pick it. I love Winnie the Pooh. I want to see this just to see how bad it is.
Then watch it on your own. Stop putting your garbage movies on us, too.
But now I want to more.
No! Wow.
I'm sad.
All right,
sad.
For the movie club, I'm going to start picking things that I know Nick won't like either. Like, all right, we're going to rewatch Nebraska, Missouri, 1997.
That's not a movie.
It can be.
The cool thing about me is I'm adaptable, so I'll do whatever. Try me, Josh.
Well, first, we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens and when it comes out.
A documentary on the greatness of Elon Musk.
I'll do it. I'll have a lot of criticism of it, but I'll do it.
Come on, Elon's busy. Jack off the board.
Nice.
Well, it's his tweet, not mine. Before we go to break, do we have an update?
Oh, let's go, Nick.
I don't have the music anymore, Josh.
Kevin Kugler game of the night.
Bottom of the first, 0-0, Indiana, Maryland. There's a person on second plate.
Base.
Zero outs. And it's a replay. That's all I got.
It's a Maryland double.
Maryland double.
Coming up next, it's the bet of the day on 1620 The Zone.
And you know why I'm laughing, don't you?
Now, it's time for the unsportsmanlike conduct bet of the day.
Just a little bit under where some folks would like to see this one wind up.
Brought to you by nobody.
You've got to be kidding.
Really, we don't have a sponsor. Sorry.
All right, Nick had the Astros and the Twins in a parlay. Sadly, the Twins let him down. John, it sucks. He had the Celtics or Heat to win by 15 or more points. The Celtics pulled away in the second half, but they only won by 13. How did it break again?
I got it, John. It's on. It's on. I turned it on. Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah, no,
whoa.
It's not that, Nick. It's the something's going on. Anyway, John got screwed.
Hello.
Nope.
Hello.
There you go. Huh. I had Union Omaha to win. Let's go Union Omaha plus 550. I'm now down only $808. 808s, Nick. 808s. Give me a... How about this? An odds boost from our friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code 1620. Steph Curry and Luka Doncic to make 8 plus combined threes. It was minus 110. It is now plus 130. Let's go Luka and Steph.
Well, now, nah, you know what? I'm going to be smart. That's why I'm the only guy that is actually plus money in this little game, even though Josh will never pay me.
Well, because you're about to pay me.
Why would I pay you?
Because you're going to keep losing, friend. Keep losing.
I'm still like $1,500 ahead of you.
No, you're $1,200 ahead of me. Anyway, what are you doing?
An L.A. parlay. The city of champions. The city of greatness. Dodgers and Angels tonight. Plus 144.
Nicholas, your last bet of the day until next month.
Give me the Oakland A's. Minus 120.
Wait, never mind. Tuesday is still this month.
Sure is.
That's the bet of the day.
Iowa.
But this is his last day of the week.
People forget.
Nick is leaving us.
Well, just...
He's going to go clean that person's yard.
Oh, that's right. You're taking a day off to clean people.
Well, no, I'm taking the day off to have a day off.
The only thing more pathetic is using vacation time to prep for the College World Series.
That is pretty pathetic. You'll be doing that in a couple weeks.
Yep.
No, the cool thing is the bonfire, but we pitch in. You don't have to pitch in, but a bunch of us get together. It's an excuse to drink and do something good for the elderly.
That would be even more lame if you showed up just for the bonfire and didn't help.
Right. See, at least I'm not that guy.
So either way, you're either lame or really lame.
Right, and I'm not a really lame guy. I'm only lame.
Okay, that's fair enough.
He's not really
happy,
lame.
Just happy cleaning.
Yeah, I hope you have a great time cleaning.
I'm going to get a play with a weed whacker. Get to dig a hole.
Oh, this sounds terrible.
Now, weed whackers.
Sorry for wanting to get my hands dirty,
weed
Josh.
Weed whackers are fun.
You don't have to apologize, Nick. I'm just saying it sounds terrible. It's just like if I say, hey, Nick, I'm running 11 miles on Saturday. What would you say?
That sounds really dumb.
That sounds
I can't
terrible.
Wait. I'm looking forward
that's,
to it.
That's
a short
that's
run
even,
for a Saturday.
That's even worse.
Short run
that,
for a Saturday.
Right. Nick, yikes. I would much rather do what you're doing than voluntarily running.
Well, you can't
aimlessly.
Drink beer if you're running.
Yeah.
I can't after. You know how much I can eat because of all the running I do?
And nobody cares because you had to run to do it.
I don't have to like have a diet. It's awesome. Just eat what I want.
I also eat what I want. But
you have to run 11 miles.
So. I get to run 11 miles, John. I get to.
I'm with Nick. I'd rather take a weed whacker to something.
And
hell
you know
yeah.
What we get to do tomorrow?
The Whacker Boys.
Of One Beer Friday.
Whoa. And?
And a movie club.
And?
And
Baz. Severe.
And
Chance.
The Return of Movie Magic.
Us.
Everybody.
Bye.
Everybody.
Bye.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.